concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusuk Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
The next question is from Mr. Dagba André, accountant in Benin.
Oui, merci, maître. Et pour qui connaît ce que vous faites pour l'humanité entière, il ne serait jamais assez pour nous de vous dire merci. Et c'est pour cela que je viens humblement vous dire merci, maître. Cher maître, le thème de notre conférence vidéo est « Soyez végétalien, consommez bio, sauvez la planète ». Mais qu'est-ce que nous constatons? De nos jours, les adolescents ne s'intéressent pas, ou du moins plus, aux problèmes sociaux, mais plutôt à la mode et aux nouveautés. À votre avis, maître, comment pourrions-nous, en tant qu'enseignants, leur délivrer le message SOS concernant le changement climatique afin qu'ils puissent être captivés? Merci, maître.
Merci. Yeah, Monsieur Dagba, hello there. It's very nice that you are concerned and can be with us today. I'm so happy to hear of your wish to inform the young people about saving the planet, because it is their present and future home, and they may want to do so. They may want to do something to help. It seems that teenagers are more interested in fashion and other things rather than the urgent situation right now. Mm-hmm. But they are also often the most open-minded people. They are intelligent, they are easy, they are impressionable and honest group of people. Once they make a connection of global warming to their lives, they may really decide to do something. You will be surprised. Especially if they understand that what they do can truly make a difference. They may be the first ones to take action. They just need a good leader like you. Two very recent studies found young persons to be the ones most likely to volunteer and give of themselves. This is just saying that the young persons of this age have a lot of energy and can be some of the most caring people. So you can encourage them by helping them find active ways to show their care and love. You can also help them see how urgent global warming really is. Show them the human side of global warming, the true stories of people and animals who suffer because of this. For example, the families in island nations who have to move or plan to move because they see the water coming to submerge their houses, or in some cases already did due to the rising sea level. Or how the inhuman treatment of animals in slaughterhouse or in cosmetic experiments. There are many films about this. We have shown them every Tuesday on the show on Supreme Master Television called Stop Animal Cruelty, every Tuesday. This is unimaginable cruelty. This is beyond human moral standard. This is below our dignity to treat animals this way. So if you show them some of this truth about how animals suffer for humans' palate, you will awaken in the students their compassionate nature, and they will decide to do something about it. Or you can show also how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc., etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. Then the young one will realize that halting climate change comes before all else. Everything that is important to them in this world, even before job, before money, and even before having fun. Because without a stable climate and a living planet, no one would be able to enjoy the things that we want to enjoy or get to do the things that we want to do. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. You can tell them this. It's a chance that they can be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution. They can save lives, including their own, but also people all over the world and countless animal lives around the world. If you explain all the benefits of being vegan for personal, for the animals, for the hungry people, for the starving children, they will love it. And they will be so excited because they know they can really make a difference. The young people are oftentimes the most ready to change their lifestyle if they see a reason for it. Their age group is also in many cases the first one to see that vegetarianism is good, is correct. So I think if we explain to them logically how it is the most important action to solve global warming, they will be motivated. They will support you. They will be behind you. They will do it. Thank you, Monsieur Dagba. God bless you and your students. You come from Benin? Yes. God bless your country, Benin, as well.
Thank you very much, Master, for your answer.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open. reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
The next question is from Mr. Apapabla Prosper. He is a mechanical engineer, quality control at the company Nioto.
Bonjour, maître. Et je voudrais vous remercier très sincèrement pour tout ce que vous faites pour sauver l'humanité entière des catastrophes naturelles. Bon, j'ai une petite question qui n'a pas de rapport avec ma profession, mais qui est plutôt liée à notre croyance. Dans nos milieux, certains pensent que le réchauffement climatique est une punition des dieux. Comment le régime végétalien peut-il calmer les dieux? Je vous remercie beaucoup, maître.
Merci. Hello, Monsieur Pabla. I'm glad you asked this question. It is understandable that people would think of global warming as a punishment. In a way, maybe. However, it is not really a punishment from heaven or from the gods, but a consequence of our actions. Global warming follows the universal principle that every action brings a response, or we could say a consequence. So if humanity acts in a way that are considerate and kind, the universe will bring consideration and kindness in return. Just like if you plant a seed of apple, you will have apples in return. If we plant a seed of the thorny bush, we will have a thorny bush as a result. However, any action that involves killing will bring the same to the one who invokes it. This law is very precise. The meat diet means the denying of life, and consequently, we will reap the same. But the vegan diet is an offering of life, so it will be pleasing to the God. Therefore, its reward also will be the same, a protected life. So you are correct to say that the vegan diet calms everything, our own God inside included. The peace-loving vegan diet brings calm to ourselves, to the animals, and to the world. This is why it is the true solution for global warming. Not only does the vegan diet remove harmful methane from the atmosphere, on a deeper level, it removes the killing actions and replaces them with kindness, so that the entire planet becomes filled with this essential goodness, a positive, benevolent energy. And then surely the gods will also be pleased forever after. Thank you, Mr. Apabla. God bless you.
Thank you, Supermaster.
You're welcome.
The next question from Mr. Malik Ayeva, responsible of the communication at Togo Cellular here in Togo.
Merci, Maître, pour tout ce que vous faites pour le monde. On sait qu'il ne va pas mieux ces derniers temps et il est important que nous soyons tous sensibilisés. Voici ma question. Combien de fois notre planète a-t-elle connu la destruction due aux actions préjudiciables des hommes telles que le réchauffement climatique? Merci, Maître.
Bonjour. Yeah. Monsieur Ayeva, bonjour.
Bonjour, Maître.
Comment allez-vous? Ça va?
Bien, très bien.
To respond to your question, at least two major times that our planet has undergone destruction, major destruction due to detrimental human activities. And you may have heard that our neighboring planet, Mars, is another one that has gone through something similar to what the Earth is facing today. Mars is used to have conditions more like Earth and approach the same crisis, where technology was not matched with spiritual values of compassion. However, most of the people on Mars did not know or did not listen that the veg diet was the solution. But we do know now, and we try to spread this message to let as many people as possible to know about this solution, to give the time to change and save this beautiful planet before it's too late. It may be that past civilizations on Earth did not last also because their moral standard did not develop along with their technical power. Spiritual development and compassion are what ensure the safety and balance of every other endeavor. Pray that our civilization will be different, will be wiser, and more advanced in many beneficial ways. So let us not neglect to cultivate our virtues. The Martians went through destruction once and never forgot the painful lesson. And they were kind enough to send their message for Earth humans through our contact. Their message is, be virtuous. Save your home before it is too late. Thank you, sir. I do hope so. I do hope we save our home. Help us.
Merci, madame.
Je vous en prie.
Thank you, Master, for your answer.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Maître Kofi Tulenyanyu. He's a notary in Lomé, General Secretary of the National Room of Notary of Togo.
Bonsoir, Maître Suprême.
Bonsoir, Maître Tulenyanyu.
Permettez-moi de vous rendre hommage pour la noble mission que vous accomplissez, pour la sauvegarde de notre écosystème et la survie de l'humanité tout entière. Ma question découle d'un constat. C'est que les récentes recherches ont découvert, avec stupeur, que beaucoup d'espèces de poissons ont changé de sexe dû à la pollution de l'environnement. On a trouvé que des poissons sont à la fois mâles et femelles. Alors, grand maître, comment peut-on arriver à faire recouvrer à ces poissons leur sexe initial? Ça, c'est la première question. La deuxième question, c'est combien de temps cela prendra-t-il? Je vous remercie.
Bonjour, Maître Tulenyanyu. I'm glad to see you here. Actually, to your question, the scientists have found out that many species of fish are naturally able to change their gender depending on necessity. For example, sometimes there is a lack of food or not enough males, and the females will turn into males. So normally this flexibility is just a survival tool. However, in some cases, it is related to global warming. Toxic metals such as mercury have been found to alter fish gender. In addition, scientists have expressed concern, for example, that if the ocean waters continue warming, certain fish whose gender is determined by temperature might end up extinct, because only one gender will be produced. Problems like this show the interconnectedness of life and the environment. To think that a small temperature change can actually change a female fish to becoming a male. This situation can change, yes. It can be reversed, but we have to act quickly. For these and all the other imperiled lives in the ocean and on land. So please join, sir, and spread the vital messages. We all must be veg, go green, if we are to save the planet. Merci, maître. Solennia nous pour venir, pour être avec nous. God bless you.
Thank you, Supermaster, for your answer.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Next question from Mr. Kofi Jean Kissi. He is national secretary and spokesperson of CAR, which is a political party.
Good afternoon, Sopmeister.
Good afternoon.
And God bless you for all you are doing for the humanity. My question is about politicians. Les efforts que vous faites pour lutter contre le réchauffement climatique. Vous savez que nous avons besoin d'une implication plus forte des politiciens. Leur implication est nécessaire. Mais on remarque que cela ne fait pas partie de leur principale préoccupation. Ma question, c'est que pouvons-nous faire? Ou bien, à votre avis, que peut-on faire pour que les politiciens s'impliquent beaucoup plus dans les questions du réchauffement climatique, dans les questions de l'environnement, dans la lutte contre le réchauffement climatique? Faut-il les envoyer tous à une université des sciences de l'environnement?
Bonjour, Monsieur le Secrétaire. You are correct. It is best if government leaders can be part of the solution. They can assist in helping people to understand why it is so important to make the change and to the veg diet. To approach the political leaders, you can first get together with others of like mind. Then you let the leaders know that you and others like yourself are very interested in this subject. Tell them you want to save the planet. That's it. Write to your government leaders about the veg solution. Go and visit with them if that is possible. For supporting materials, you can ask our association members to provide you with the information you might need. From what we are reading in the news, it seems that more African leaders are now becoming interested in halting climate change and realizing the need to act on global warming. Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible way. The world's second largest freshwater lake, Lake Victoria in eastern Africa, is now being jeopardized due to overfishing, pollutants, and climate change, which are interrelated anyway. Rivers and lakes are drying up in Africa. Tanzania's Mount Kilimanjaro's glaciers and ice are almost all gone. And coral reefs are dying, bleaching. There are water crises from Sierra Leone to South Africa, Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops. Thus, adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. Likewise, in West Africa, home to 43% of the total population of sub-Saharan Africa. If you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis in Africa. There is also increased risk of diseases such as malaria because the mosquitoes spread to higher altitudes. The United Nations is afraid that hundreds of millions of people in Africa are at risk. This is just a handful of all the news reports coming out about global warming in your land. I'm sure there are more. For leaders, they are aware of these grave problems facing their countries. Now, if the citizens also support them, remind them that they are concerned and that this is for their best interest, then they will be even more energized to address climate change. Then they will remember that global warming is the most important agenda. That is their duty, not only professionally, but also personally, because it affects themselves and their children as well. So let us try our best to help remind and encourage our leaders to do something. Thank you, and heaven bless the majestic land of Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for your answer. The next question is from Maître Kossi Toussaint Adigbo. He is a lawyer at the Court of Appeal of Lomé.
Je remercie également le Maître Suprême. Maître Suprême, à en croire vos enseignements, je pense que la solution au réchauffement climatique passe par l'adoption du régime végétalien. Je veux savoir, Maître Suprême, quels peuvent être les effets ou comment le système peut se renouveler par l'adoption du régime végétalien. Merci.
Merci et bonjour, Maître Adigbo. Thank you for this very relevant question. I am eager, as you are, and can't wait to see the day when we all become vegan. That is, before it is too late. When we live our lives with a vegan diet, we send out a powerful statement that we want life. And so we will beget life and protection to continue with our life. If we become vegan as an individual, we can remedy the disasters that otherwise might affect us personally. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. They will avert us or be minimized and rendered harmless. The planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. For example, the ice will stop melting and return the way it was. Green life will appear again. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restore balance. You see, we have the energy to change everything. We have the power to dictate what happens around us. But we must use it. We must use it for the sake of all. We must use it for the benefit of every beings on this planet. Our thinking, our action have to send out a message to the universal energy that we want a better planet. We want a safer life. We want a saved world. Then the universal energy will do just that. But we have to act in resonance with this energy. You see, if we want good things, then we have to do good. If we want life, we have to spare life. So the good energy we create can do these things and more wonders. The compassionate, loving atmosphere that we as the whole world generate can and will do more miracles for us. I know it sounds incredible, but it is possible. It is the fact. We create everything that we want if we live but in accordance with the law of the universe. Such is the power of just being vegan, because that means we spare life, we want life, we want constructive energy, we don't want destruction. So vegan is the answer. This is something all Africans and all citizens of the world can do. Be vegan. Be a world saver. Thank you very much for your question. What this world can be? The world can be what we make it to be. And we will make it a vegan world, a compassionate world, a peaceful world, and a saved world. Thank you, sir, for your question. Thank you, mate. Merci, mate.
Thank you for your wonderful answer.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Ah, je vois que c'est très merveilleux. On nous a parlé de comment faire pour sauver notre planète, des comportements adoptés, et je pense que c'est vraiment une réussite. Franchement, sincèrement, la main sur le cœur. Vraiment, j'ai eu le désir aujourd'hui de devenir végétarien parce que, à voir tout ce qu'on nous a dit et les bienfaits du végétarisme, vraiment, j'étais motivée, j'étais émue.
You're watching Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Join us on Wednesday for the conclusion of Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet with special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. A journey through aesthetic realms is up next, right after noteworthy news. Wishing you ever more happiness and peace in heaven's light and love.
more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.